It's semi-final weekend for women's rugby's Wharepama Cup, with Canterbury, Manawatu and Waikato and Auckland vying for a place in the title decider. Canterbury are the favourites to advance and claim their will be their fourth straight crown. Waikato and Auckland both battle-hardened and pretty bullish about their chances. Rugby reporter is Joe Porter, and here he sizes up their chances, beginning with Waikato.
And they will kick it out, and Waikato will go through to the semi-finals of the Wharepama Cup, as will Canterbury. Waikato's beaten Auckland 26 points to 17 at Eden Park.
Waikato holding off Auckland to take top spot in the North Pool and set up a semi-final showdown with Manawatu in Hamilton on Sunday.
It's quite hard because you watch the games from the Southern Pool and that, but you never actually quite know how they play or how hard the hits are until you play against them. So we're doing our homework on Manawatu, and the girls are feeling pretty confident and probably just got a bit more edge and fire in our bellies knowing that it's finals week.
The Waikato captain and Black Ferns midfielder Chelsea Alley concedes there's an element of the unknown heading into Sunday's clash, with the North and South Pools not crossing over during the regular season. However, she's optimistic her side will emerge victorious after building what she describes as an unrivalled team culture.
That this year has been something that's contributed heaps to our success on the field. This is the first year we've kind of had everyone there for camp at the start of the year, because usually Black Ferns are away, Sevens girls are away, but obviously with COVID that didn't happen, so we've managed to build a really good culture right from the get-go.
COVID wrecked the New Zealand women's team's chances of playing this year, but that has meant the Black Ferns and National Sevens players have been available for the full Wharepama Cup, much to Ali's delight.
You can't put a price on experience. So having the girls like Carla Hohepa come back, Stacey Flula and Tanika Willison, a few of those girls bring the mana and the experience that they have. We've still got quite a few schoolgirls in our team. And I remember back when I was at school, if I got to play alongside some of the Black Ferns and stuff, I'd be pretty stoked.
The Canterbury captain and blind side Alana Bremner agrees and loves having the likes of Black Ferns halfback Kendra Coxedge in her side. The Wellington prop Alice Soper says the influence of such players can't be overestimated.
Not only is she fantastic at just managing a team around the park, she can also manage refs better than anyone. She's probably better than Richie McCaw was.
Canterbury topped the South Pool and they host Auckland in the first semi-final tomorrow. The Southerners won all five of their games by an average of 56 points, but Waikato captain Chelsea Alley wonders if such an easy path to the playoffs could leave the Red and Blacks vulnerable.
Canterbury have won for 3 years in a row now, so they're definitely sitting on top of the perch. But the Southern Pool was probably slightly easier, but they could be a little bit underdone compared to the Northern Pool. And also you look at the likes of Auckland and scattered with Black Ferns and stuff, so if they show up on the day and really want to bring it, it's going to be a pretty good game.
Bremner concedes Auckland have had a harder build-up, but she says Canterbury aren't lacking motivation with the chance to win a fourth straight national crown.
That's probably been in the back of most of our minds from the start of the season. Getting closer to the end of the season now, it's something that is kind of getting maybe talked about a little bit more, but we're trying to just focus, take it one step at a time. Obviously, if we can't win this week, then we won't get the opportunity to get the four-peat.
Soper believes Canterbury are odds on to take the title and says they're reaping the rewards of putting women in positions of power.
There's a really strong feeling of the sisterhood within that team, and I really noted when we travelled down to Christchurch and were playing them there, just how many women they have in their setup. A lot of the coaches and management crew that was around them are all strong women as well, and there is a belief and a confidence that comes from that.
Canterbury fans hoping that belief translates into victory over Auckland tomorrow afternoon. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Joe Porter aho.